AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Investigators are trying to learn more about the man they say shot up a pair of military facilities in Chattanooga, killing four Marines and hurting three other people. Counterterrorism officials say 24-year-old Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, who was killed in the attack, had no known ties to any terrorist groups. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports he was a college graduate.
A spokesman for the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga says 24-year-old Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz graduated in 2012 with a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. The Tennessee Valley Authority confirms he was also a student intern a few years ago at the authority, a federally owned utility that operates power plants and dams across the South.
A student who went to high school with Abdulaziz in Chattanooga says he remembers him as outgoing and popular. Investigators have searched what's believed to be Abdulaziz's home in Hickson, Tennessee, trying to figure out what prompted his attack. The verdict is in for Colorado theater shooter James Holmes.
We, the jury, find the defendant, James.
It took an hour
guilty
for the judge to read the jury's verdicts on all 165 counts.
Verdict form, count 31.
James Holmes is now eligible for the death penalty.
Death. Of course, death.
That's Robert Sullivan, whose six-year-old granddaughter Veronica was killed by Holmes in the theater massacre.
His mannerisms pretty much said he resigned himself. He knew what was coming.
The killer showed no reaction as the verdicts were read. His lawyers are expected to try to spare his life because of his mental illness. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The sentencing phase in that case starts next week. A Ukrainian village is marking the one-year anniversary of the day a Malaysian airliner was shot down, allegedly by Russian separatists. Nearly 300 people were killed. This is AP Radio News. Republicans are working on legislation to roll back safety regulation of the auto and railroad industries. A Senate bill gives railroads more time to install so-called positive train control, which experts have said would have prevented that fatal Amtrak derailment.
A 2008 law requires railroads to have it installed by the end of this year, but a lot of railroads aren't going to make that. This bill leaves open-ended when they have to have it.
AP correspondent Joan Lowy. Game of Thrones leads television with 24 Emmy nominations. Mad Men, which just aired its final season, is up for 11. Christina Hendricks nominated for Best Supporting Actress.
It is my sixth time being nominated. The big difference is this is the last time for the show, so it's a little more sentimental.
Mad Men's up for Best Dramatic Series, along with Game of Thrones, Downton Abbey, Orange is the New Black, and a few others. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.